Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Jean-Michel Seri, A Perfect Alternative to Naby Keita by Leanne Prescott. Just a quick note before I continue and read Leanne's piece. This is one of those examples of AI Audible on the road. As a result, it sounds as if it's a little bit different, because it is a little bit different. I'm in a much bigger room. There's no sound muffling. I've got none of my usual accoutrements. And it sounds also as like there's some sort of bird apocalypse taking place outside. So in case you're based in the States, this is probably not the rapture. It's just Ireland. So apologies. With Liverpool coming up short in their pursuit of Naby Keita so far this summer, and any such deal looking increasingly unlikely to arise, for the time being at least, Liverpool have reportedly shifted their interest to Nice's Jean-Michel Seri. He's a player that is widely sought after across Europe, especially within the Premier League, where Arsenal and Tottenham have shown prior interest. So then, just who is he, and should Liverpool be focusing their efforts on acquiring his services? Mika began his career at Africa Sports in his home country before moving to ASEC Mimosas in 2010. 2 years later, and the scouts came calling, with the midfielder signing a loan deal with Porto in 2012. A move that promised so much for the then 21-year-old sadly failed to come up trumps. Seri was predominantly used as a reserve option, given very few chances to stake a claim on the first team picture, before moving on to Portuguese club Paços de Ferreira, albeit a step down in quality, but one that really saw his career begin to blossom. Voted as the club's best player in the 2014-15 season, Nice unearthed his potential, snapping him up for a measly €1 million. It wasn't long before he repaid Claude Puel's show of faith in him, bringing energy and accuracy on the ball, which saw him become a vital cog in his first season on French turf, featuring in every league game and contributing 3 goals and 6 assists. That's very much how it has remained for the 26-year-old, who's been in red-hot form for Nice, playing a crucial role in a hugely exciting forward-thinking team that gained their first ever Champions League qualification last season. Seri provides the crucial link between the midfield and attack in much the same way that Coutinho or Lallana does for Jurgen Klopp's side. 9 assists and 7 goals in 34 appearances add evidence to the fact, with the Ivorian showing plenty of confidence to roam forward with the ball and put his team on the front foot despite being deployed in a deep-lying role. However, those numbers don't do justice to Seri's monumental contribution to Nice's team. He averaged 83.4 passes per match and 1.88 key passes per game, a record only bettered by 3 players in Ligue 1 and superior to the talismanic Coutinho. While not as good as Naby Keita, he's another one of those all-round midfielders, displaying quality at both ends of the pitch to win the ball back effectively and surge forth with the ball at his feet. It's that combination of attacking verve, dynamism and energy to cover the ground that make him an intriguing prospect for Liverpool fans. With Felipe Coutinho's future up in the air, having voiced his desire to move to Barcelona this summer, and Lucas Leiva and Kevin Stewart leaving for Lazio and Hull respectively, Jurgen Klopp's midfield looks pretty short of bodies heading into the new campaign. What's more, the opening game of the season saw Liverpool revert to their ponderous style of football. There was no jolt of momentum or signal of intent from any of the 3 midfielders, culminating in a turgid performance, particularly in the opening half. The team desperately lack creativity without Coutinho in the middle of the park to pull the strings. With his confidence to burst forward in possession and dribble past opponents into dangerous areas, a trait not shared by his teammates. Seri, meanwhile, has such a strong directness to his game, creating 2.15 chances per 90 minutes, again better than Coutinho at 2.1 and Naby Keita at 1.32. We saw last season how his small frame allowed him to wriggle his way past defenders with ease, thanks to a low centre of gravity. That could see him become a valuable asset to Jurgen Klopp's side, with the Ivorian displaying a plethora of technical and intellectual ability in possession. Of course, there are complications over a potential transfer. Seri suffers from chilblains, a painful swelling of the skin under cold weather. England is hardly known for its sunshine and could well put the player off moving to Merseyside if the chance arises. But if he's prepared to do it on a cold, windy night at Stoke, he'd be the perfect fit for Klopp's philosophy. Naby Keita was Liverpool's primary midfield target. But with a deal unlikely to come to fruition until next summer, if ever, Jean-Michel Seri could bring very similar traits to Anfield at a cut price. In a window where Kyle Walker moved to Manchester City for £50 million, along with Swansea's £50 million valuation of talisman Gylfi Sigurdsson, the Ivorian represents somewhat of a bargain at €35 million. Let's just hope Liverpool are the ones to benefit from such an impressive skill set. My hand is off to Leanne for her knowledge of Jean-Michel Seri, I presume I'm pronouncing that right, because I'll be honest with you, until yesterday on Twitter, I'd never heard of the chap, being the parochial little inward insular dweller that I am, and not really keeping an eye on foreign football in the way that one should if they're going to talk into a microphone. I am, of course, a complete charlatan when it comes to this sort of thing, and it's nice that we have people like Leanne who are willing to do the research and tell us all about Jean-Michel and his chilblains. He does sound like a little Dickensian waif who's going to not really fit in the cold climes of the British Isles. I fear for Jean-Michel, were he to come to chilly Merseyside. But I mean, look, if he's capable of doing it, if he's half the player that Leanne describes here, I'm sure we can find a way to get him like 17 pairs of socks or something of that nature. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.